You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in the Investor Schooling headquarters. I am Larry Steinhaus, and I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. Thanks for listening, and get ready to learn real estate investing, stock options trading, and so many more things about money that I bet you didn't know. Hey, you can call us anytime, and it's going to be a really good show, so I'm going to suggest you write down the phone number right now at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. That's right, we're a live show. We're here at Saturday at 2 o'clock, and you can call anytime during the show. We'll take your calls. Don't worry about the topic. We'll take your calls about anything that has to do with money, finances, even politics. Hey, we're also live here on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and if you leave comments there, we'll know you're online. So if you are online, please leave us a comment. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money in taxes, and how to be financially free. And we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. By the way, Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and Greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar location. Our schools are also located in several states with our exclusive web access to our classes and our seminars. Hey, get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, and stock options trading from your friendly neighborhood financial expert. That's me, Larry Steinhaus, and I'm here with my co-host, the smartest person in the room always, Dr. Deb Anderson, PhD.
Hey, everybody. How are you? And you know what? It's interesting because Omri's not here, so there's nobody to interrupt you. So I'm going to have to interrupt you like every couple minutes so that you don't get everything out in one shot and you get frustrated with everybody. So that's the goal, right?
So hold on a second. Hey, Glenn, are you saying that my mic's out? Oh, really? That's kind of not good. So let's take a quick... Oh, wow, look at that.
How about now? I bet it's better now. I can't believe my mic actually became unplugged. I'm actually glad that we had the communication with you to let me know. But no, everybody missed the whole intro, so should I start again?
No, because it's not... Yeah. I figured he heard you, and you know, he would have said something else. And
that's pretty funny. I just noticed my mic somehow just like disconnected itself. It was unplugged. Did you do that, Deb?
Yeah, I did it just so that I didn't have to hear you the whole time.
You know what's
so
funny? Omri's not here today. out of everyone, I would have expected him to have done that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Well, I was talking about how, you know, since Omri's not here, nobody's here to interrupt you.
I know.
The next best thing is to just disconnect your mic.
So it's Hanukkah. You think Omri said a prayer to disconnect my mic to interrupt me?
Well, you know, he was upset that he couldn't be here, so he needs to have a presence here.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty funny that my mic was disconnected. So I clicked it in, too. I heard it in my headphone. I'm like, wow, I can hear myself again. How cool is that? All right. So, by the way, I want to say hi to Kimmy. Kimmy's one of our favorite fans. Actually, she's really a fan of Omri. And I guess she's upset that Omri's not here. But, Kimmy, stay tuned. It's going to be a really good show, I promise. I promise we're going to bring somebody else on with an accent today.
All right.
Is that okay with you?
Hey, yeah, Larry.
I'm all for accents. That's my thing is accents.
Yeah, so. Glenn?
What's the point of me doing a mic check if you're just going to unplug the damn thing, right?
Come on, Glenn. He just likes to keep you on your toes and see if you're actually working today. That's all.
Yeah, it's just really funny that it was like, what just happened? All right, cool. So today, on today's show, we do something really, really cool, but I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But real quick, I just want to follow up with Deb. We had some bad news this week. I don't want to talk about that. But anything great happened to you this week?
I have my REO in Illinois is kicking butt. So I got so an REO is a real estate owned property. I was talking a little bit about it last week.
Real estate owned property means owned by the bank.
Owned by the bank.
And
yes.
Then you bought it from the bank.
And then I bought it from the bank at a discounted price. And I have had a lot of movement on it in the last week. Things are just moving and progressing, which is great. I've had the locks changed, which is good. I've had a guy who's done the clean out. Today is day four of the clean out, and awesome. Everything's completely gone other than a motorcycle and a boat that he is moving out, in the next couple of days.
So what kind of motorcycle is it? Maybe I want it.
You going to drive over to Illinois and pick it up?
Well, it depends on what kind it is.
I have no idea.
If it's a...
I don't even know if it's functioning.
Yeah, probably not functioning.
Probably not functioning.
But it may be.
And I believe the boat is probably sinking into the lawn from what I gather.
Oh, sinking into the lawn? Okay.
Yeah, but so he has to remove those. But it's been cleaned out. He just sent me the last set of pictures today. It looks fantastic. The garage is cleaned out. He was showing me full pictures of the dumpster. So everything is just going fantastic. I have the property preservation. I have a meeting with them on Monday so that they can do a winterization. And then once that winterization's up, we'll put it up on the market.
And yay! You still have never seen this property, right?
Not in person.
Right. So you had it. You had boots on the ground. Yep. Tell me about that. Was that a real estate agent or was it somebody there?
I had a real estate agent. Before I put a bid on the property, I need somebody to actually go physically look at it to make sure it's still there. And somebody went and did a drive-by and took pictures of it, like from all four angles, so that I knew that it was complete. It wasn't burnt down in the back or whatever. And then they did that. And then I also had somebody go in and do a knock-up service to make sure that it was vacant. So nobody responded. Then they took pictures of the inside. It turned out that the sliding glass door in the back was unlocked. So they, went in and took pictures, and nobody did that. But it was, I could see that it was.
It's possible they went in, but they probably didn't.
It's possible that you went in. So they took pictures.
That would be against the law.
They took pictures of from the outside window showing me that it was full of garbage.
There you go. Okay.
There you go.
And then now you're cleaning it out, and then you just think you're going to just sell it right out?
I'm just going to sell it outright.
And what'd you pay for it?
$58,000.
And what are you going to sell for?
$105,000.
What'd you list it for? You listed for $105,000.
We're going to list it for $105,000.
That's not a bad return for just a couple of months with some money, huh?
Not so far, not even month one.
And technically, you didn't even use your own money because you partnered with somebody.
I did not use any of my own money.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. See, that's what we teach you. We teach real estate without any money.
Yeah.
So I have a special guest for you today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't
know. And he has an accent, right?
He has an accent. That's the best part. We're going to ask him to read the phone number. Because to see if he can do it.
See if he's as
good
as Omri.
Before I bring this guest, it's not Omri.
No, I know it's not Omri, but as long as he has an accent.
I had to find somebody else with a different accent.
There you go.
So it's a slightly different accent. It's not, it's not the Israeli harsh accent. It's a much softer accent, you'll hear.
Okay.
But real quick, so we're going to be talking about a bunch of cool stuff in a minute. 855-939-1137 is our phone number. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. You can talk about anything you'd like. 855-939-1137. So just like Deb just did, she bought this house without any money. And that's what we talk about. We talk about buying houses with no money. We talk about the stock market, of course, too. You need money for that. You don't need a lot because we're doing stock options. You have a lot of leverage. You could put use $1,000 and turn that into, a couple of $1,000 if you play the right plays. But more importantly, we talk about buying houses without any money. Now, I have a guest today, and this guy is amazing. This guy, I met him, I met him about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, at an event once, and he talked about, the amazing amount of hotels he's buying. And then when he tells a story, I'm going to let him tell you, but he's buying these with almost or no money out of his own pocket. So let me bring in my guest. My guest is Vinny Chopra. Vinny, you there?
Oh, yes, Larry, how are you doing, brother?
I'm so excited. I told you you had an accent, right? Yeah, hey, you have to do me a favor. Before you even say anything.
I can't hide my accent. I know I've been watching you on my laptop, too, by the way, so I can see you both.
All right. So real quick, we got a whole bunch of listeners that love when the phone number is read by somebody with an accent. So I want you to read this phone number. You ready? 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Say it.
Okay, 855-939-1137.
Ooh, he says it 1-1. How cool 1-1. Is that?
I don't know. I think Omri still has that, deeper.
Yeah, Omri's sexier than
he's
than
got
me.
A deep sexy.
But then again, Omri's like 38,
okay,
right?
Let me try again. Let me try again.
All right, try again.
You're throwing down the gauntlet now.
Okay.
I know, really.
Call us with questions. Call us with questions at 855-939-1137. Remember, last four digits. 1137.
That was pretty good because I think I had some movement on that one.
Love it. You know, next time I would like to be on the video also, so we'll try that. Brother, you're having so much fun. I just can't. I'm watching you all. You're having so much fun.
Yeah, and we definitely have fun in this show, Vinny. So, Vinny, so real quick, first of all, I have to tell you something. I got to ask you a question, right? Because I want everybody to know. How old are you?
I'm 71. I turned 71 in August, and I look like maybe, I don't know. You tell me. You just met me twice in the last 2 months.
Oh, you look fabulous. I hope I look that good when I'm 60. 41. Oh, wait a minute. I mean, you look fabulous. I mean, it's amazing, 17. And the guy's got so much energy. Mind.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. I behave like 17, 7-1 or 1-7, right?
There you go.
I get it. I love it. All right, so you have to tell your story because I love your story. I think it's fascinating. It all starts out with, what, $7?
Yes. I came
all
from
right, start
India
from there.
Originally. I came from India, you know, $7. I grew up with 6 siblings in 382 square feet, you know, apartment,
wow.
Actually, 1-bedroom apartment, 1 living room, 1 hallway, with parents also. So we were 8 of us in that 1-bedroom apartment, had no television, no nothing, no refrigerator, no cars, no bicycle, just bicycle and walking, right? You know, public transportation. But I became engineer, just to give a little synopsis, mechanical engineer. I always broke a lot of toys, things like that, to get into, you know, what's behind it. Then I came to George Washington University in USA to do my MBA in marketing. So I got bachelor's in mechanical engineering, worked for Larsen Toubro, which is Reliance Group, number one company in India right now. I worked for them 11 months. I resigned, came out here with $7 and big dreams.
Wow.
You have you definitely fulfilled some of those big dreams. So what age did you come here?
I came at 22, 23, okay. Right about there. I'm 71. So almost 46 years. Yeah, 45 years.
And then you started working. What were you doing when you were working?
Okay, guess what? When I started here going to school, right, I didn't want to get loans or like that. So I sold Bible books and encyclopedias door to door.
Door to door. Wow.
15 hours a day. So knocking on doors outside Atlanta, Georgia, Pulaski, Virginia, and then Aiken, South Carolina. 3 summers, I sold books. That cut my teeth in sales. Then I put the engineering in a box, literally, 43 years back, and then got into a salesperson, marketing professional, motivational speaker, author, and started investing in buying single-family homes. Got married 43 years back. Happily married right now. 43 years.
Wow.
We moved to San Francisco area. We live in Danville, Blackhawk Country Club now, with the grace of God, you know, with the syndication, which I mastered, how to raise money from investors and give them great returns. So that's my, you know, calling. My calling is to buy the properties for $1,000, like you were just saying, but buy $30 million, $60 million deals. I started with only a duplex, 14 units. You could see that, you know, a few years back. Yeah.
Wow. So let me ask you about your first property you ever bought, right? So the first property you ever bought, how much did you pay for it?
Okay. The first property, I would say single family homes, we bought $65,000 in Modesto, California, in California. It went to $325,000. One single 3-bedroom house.
Wow.
I refinanced it, took out $290,000, bought 5 homes with that. That's how it got started.
Fantastic.
For me, you know, in California. And then I bought in Phoenix, in Atlanta, in Texas. But I bought a duplex 16 years back in Odessa, Texas. I still own it for $89,000. It's worth $289,000 right now. And I have no mortgage, so I get $3,000 per month total cash flow without any, you know, no mortgage, no nothing. And I can sell it and make another $200,000, 1031 if I need to do it, you know, anyway. But that's the duplex, Larry. Then I bought $180,000, 14 units. 14 units in Odessa, Texas again.
What year was this?
You are in, This was 2009, I think I bought it. Eight or nine, right around there. That's 24 wow. years back, right? Something like that. It's worth $1.4 million, brother. But I sold it.
You still have your properties, right? You still have them all then.
The 14 units, I sold it for $280,000. No, 380. I know. But you know what? Hindsight is 2020. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. But what I did with that money when I sold it, bought bigger and 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 bigger, you know? So I never look back. I look right now and future. Yeah, right now and future. Just learn from the past. That's okay. But keep your attitude straight. Keep your mind right. And just be believing in the, you know, today is the best time to do the best, you know? Yeah.
He's the Indian Zig Ziglar.
That's great. Yeah, what an incredible story.
Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Tom Hopkins, you, Tony Robbins, all my great mentors, Wayne Dyer, I mean, Vincent Norman Peel, Napoleon Hill. I'm a product of those great mentors. Really, I am. I listen. I read thousands of books. I listen to even today, Miracle Morning, you know, Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. I, you know, watch all the great motivational tapes. I teach now also.
But wait a minute, you're 71 years old, right? 71. Okay, yeah. You're 71 years old. And you know, and WPHD, and I could be making fun of the listeners or not be making fun of the listeners when I say this, but most of the listeners on PHD are over 50, and some of them are in their 70s and 80s, right? So now some of them are sitting home, and they're listening to this radio because they really do nothing during the day, and I don't mean that as an insult. I mean because they retired, they didn't know what to do, and now they start listening to the show, and they're like, hey, how can I buy a house? How can I buy a motel? How can I buy an apartment building? I know you're getting into senior living next, right? And how could I do that if I really have never done this before? What is the first thing that somebody needs to do to start buying houses without any money, or buying hotels without any money, or again apartments without any money?
Excellent, Larry. Very good question. I've asked that many times. The key thing is understanding and finding some investors in your family, in your relatives. In your close circles, I say like there are seven different circles of influence we have. We being at the center of it, buying money, all we need is the down payment. All we need is some, closing costs, right? So if you have money right now, you're retired, money is sitting in the 401k and other places like that, you could self-direct and invest that money. But the better than that, one and one is not two, but 11. One and one and one is not three, but 111. So the exciting part is to be able to raise money, which is what I do. I have been doing it for the last 17 years. I have spent for building my billion-dollar portfolio $1,000. A lot of people know that. Very close people to me, my attorneys know that, everything. I buy right now. Duplex, fourplex, tenplex, or just now 40plex or 200plex for $1,000 only. I only pay $1,000. Rest of the money coming from investors. So answering your question, the key thing is just get your mindset first that you are going to buy real estate. 2024, 2025, 2026 are the best years ever, ever, ever coming back, because a lot of people bought wrongly. They paid lots of prices in the last 3 years. Vinny did not buy. I sold my millions of dollars of assets at peak. I bought one last year, one year before, and 2 years before. Hold on. In last 5-6 years, I have not bought much, but I'm ready to buy in 2024. So anybody listening to us, get ready. Get ready to buy a 10-unit apartment complex. 15 units,
actually,
fourplex, even.
So Omri and I are actually buying. We're buying a mobile home. We're closing on a mobile home park at the end of this month, and we're buying we're working on buying this 23-unit apartment building. So I'll be honest with you. I know how to do that, right? I know how to find the money for it. I know how to invest in it. I know how to. But if I came across a hotel like you do, I honestly don't know how to do that. So I find out, I don't know, you find out a hotel is for sale. Mm-hmm. How do you find out a hotel is for sale? Let me ask you that question.
Mm-hmm. Hotels for sale? Oh, my gosh. We bought our last one in auction, the Hilton Garden Inn from Craigsy. And also for the auction, we bought for $6 million. We sold it last year for $12 million. I think I might have mentioned to you, Larry. But hotel is no different than buying a multifamily unit, brother. There's nothing wrong. You just Google it. You just Google it. You say, I want to buy a hotel which is 14 keys or 25 keys or 30 keys, right? We call units as keys in a hotel. No problem. And sale by owner. Or you just Google it and then try to find wherever you want to buy in that zip code. Just say hotels for sale, boutique hotels for sale, space the zip code. See what the Google is going to bring to you right there. Or put down even, CoStar is very expensive service now because LoopNet used to be very, very easy. LoopNet was so easy, but still you could get some things from Craigsy, from, I'm forgetting one more place. Anyway, there are so many renommees there. There are a lot of commercial websites. There is a, these investment auction.com, I think, is another one, you know. But the key thing is, whatever you want to buy, just put it in Google. Just say Google hotels to purchase by owners. And all these links will show up. Brokers will show up. So the beauty is, by doing Googling hotels to purchase in a zip code, it's going to show you the brokers who are active in that zip code, who you should talk to, and then try to get to know them and say, I've got the money ready. My investors is a group of investors. I have money ready. We were looking for some great deals with 2024, 25. A lot of things will be coming on the chopping block. And we are there to underwriting a hotel is not hard at all. It's just like multifamily. My underwriting template does everything. It's all revenue and expenses game. That's all.
Okay. So let's say I do this. Let's say I identify a hotel, right? And I go talk to the owner. And, normally what we're teaching right now, I mean, anything I'm talking to the owner, I'm making an offer right there. I'm taking out my paperwork and boom, I'm buying your house or your apartment complex for, small apartment building, 10 unit, whatever, for this much money, sign here. But in a commercial building such as a hotel, is it that simple?
Good point. Very good point. See, you've got to have due diligence done correctly. You can't just say it's a rundown hotel and verbally you think, okay, I'm going to put a business plan. You've got to look at the history of that hotel, the neighborhood. You've got to look at their P&Ls. Hopefully you're talking that you have already done that. Is that right? And you know it's a good deal. And now you're going to the seller. I take 60 days to 90 days of due diligence. In apartments, I do only 30 days, just 30 days. But in the hotels, I go minimum of 60-day due diligence. So I lock it in with the LOI, and then I'm able to go and find all the crud, be the best detective you can be to find out how are their appliances, commercial kitchens, HVAC system, their interiors, when did they put the PIP. Right, in the hotels, it's the CapEx, which is the PIP. When was it PIPed out? If it's a chain, when is that franchise going to expire? Because Hilton, Marriott's, and all these, they have certain years. You have to put money into the deal, into the hotel. If you buy it and the franchise is going to ask you to put $2 million next year and you didn't put it in your underwriting, you're in deep trouble. So, hotels purchase is a lot more, intense as compared to apartments. Apartments, you just buy the... Please go ahead.
No, I actually wanted to give the phone number out again. 855-939-1137. This is Larry Steinhaus. You're listening to Investor Schooling Live. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Deb. And we're also on the phone with Vinny Chopra talking about buying hotels, apartment buildings, with $1,000 out of his pocket when he buys this. This is pretty intense. And if you want to call and ask any questions, I know some of this is a little bit higher level than we usually talk in. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask them. But this is kind of fascinating. It's kind of neat to know that there are people out there who do this, and you could learn it too. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Give us a call. So I got to ask you, Vinny. So you are now. I mean, I've actually seen pictures. I haven't been to your house, but I've seen pictures of you in your house. And you know, it looks like your bathroom is probably the square footage of your bathroom is probably the size of my entire house.
Well, it's all the brother. It's syndication. It's the power of taking the investors' money and getting into a billion-dollar portfolio. I never imagined it. Never imagined it when I bought that $93,000 duplex that I own still, that I will have $1 billion, $1.6 billion with my limited partnerships also. It's 1.6 because I invest also. My family invests into deals as we make millions. I live in a $5 million home. And I'm okay because the key thing is I started from $99,000 home, $99,000 home when I got married, you know. But the power of syndication, by the way, anybody wants to really learn and get into my head, just go to Amazon, Apartment Syndication Made Easy.
You've got quite a few books. Okay. So it's Apartment Syndication Made Easy, correct?
Syndication the name of the book? Made Easy. Yeah, that's the one I put out 4 years back. I was at 250 million. Now I'm at 1 billion. In 3-4 years, I've climbed so fast. It's amazing. It's mind-boggling. My second book is Positivity Brings Profitability. As you can tell, my excitement and everything, that's who I am. I get up like this, 71 years of age. I'll be 72 in August, next year. I'll be like this, just like that. I do miracle morning in the morning. I do exercise. I eat right. And, you know, I'm very conscious on my thoughts. I make sure negatives don't get into my mind. That's the biggest thing. If the stresses happen, I take it at the chin and I say, how can I get out of it? You know, so the stresses have to be zero in your life. Anyway, you could do slowly, slowly. The third thing.
Vinny's the kind of guy when you see him from across the room. He runs at you with a big hug.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. And his nickname is Smiles, right? Smiles or Smiley? Smiles.
Yes. Smiles.
He's always smiling.
I have to ask you, when you're looking and doing your due diligence for the hotels, are you looking to keep them or are you looking to sell them?
Okay, both. We are keeping them also. The one which we sold in 3 years because we were able to get the nurses and doctors to stay in our hotel, Hilton Garden Inn in Texas. Our NOI jumped through and we bought it for $6 million December of 2019. And then we sold it for $12 million in 2022. In just 3-4 years. But then we bought a Wyndham Garden in the same city of 167 units with the profits, 1031. We didn't want to pay the, you know, somebody money, right? Tax, Uncle Sam, any taxes. So we used $5,033,000 to buy the Wyndham Garden. Now we own that free and clear. No investors, just partners, and we are making $1.5 million each year. Wow. From that 5.33, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. But the thing is, you can really do anything you want in the commercial property, what your business plan calls for. If your investors want to stay with you 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, fabulous. But if you find NOI is increasing, you know, doubling or whatever, just, you know, then you sell early.
So what do you think? What do you think?
If I could put my picture here somewhere, I don't know if I could do it in the thing.
The only reason you can't is because I didn't set it up. You know,
I'm sorry, Vinny.
But don't worry. You know, spell your name so people can look you up. How's that?
Sure, Vinny, V as in Victor, I N N E Y, Vinny, V as Victor, I-N-N-E-Y, Chopra. Chopra is like Deepak Chopra, very, very renowned person in USA. C-H-O-P-R-A, Chopra. C-H-O-P-R-A, Chopra. Yeah.
So now you can look him up and you can see how pretty he looks at 71.
Just Google me, Vinny Chopra, yeah.
so tell me about the first hotel you bought, you know. You know, you were into apartments, and then all of a sudden you found a hotel. You know, just I really want to walk me through the story of the hotel, the first one.
Okay, love to. See, the thing is, hotels are amazing, amazing investments. I'm an apartment guy. I believe in multiple number of rooms. So hotel caught my attention 5-6 years back because I knew hospitality was a good one, but COVID, it dropped it down. But I bought this in 2019, December. So we were looking at hotels in 17, 18, 19. We bought this after really good from BlackRock Group. We bought it, by the way, for $6 million in an auction, cash, $6 million cash, right? But the key thing is the hotels are apartments, brother. People pay you at the counter for staying 5 days, 6 days, 4 days. I don't have zero delinquency. I have zero concessions to give. Actually, I can adjust the rates of the per night, 5 different places. If the demand goes high, then it can be more that you could charge in the hotel. So it's just like a multifamily. It's got a restaurant. I don't like the one with the restaurants and things like that because that's like, you know, more expenses and all that. But I love the extended stays. I like extended stays. And that's where, you know, a Hilton Garden now don't even do the housekeeping for 5 days or 4 days. You have to ask for it. So that's
yeah, right. That's a new thing now. You have to ask for housekeeping. I hate that.
I know. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, but the key thing is at home, you don't throw the towel every night on the floor. You don't. You hang
no,
it
No, I
up.
Agree, but... But at a hotel, I want to feel differently. But okay, so let's go back. So the first one. How did you find the first one?
Oh, actually, we were doing underwriting of lots of hotels. We were looking through it, looking at the auction sites and all that. We looked at and underwrote several of them. Then one caught our attention: 108 units or 100 Garden Inn in Texas. And we had already looked at the demographics and everything. We said, this is the one to get. They had done the paper already, everything. So we bought that, $6 million auction.
Okay, so you and your partners were actively looking for hotels. That's what happened?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So how did you find your partners? Even a better question.
A good point. Very good point. My partners in hotels are my brothers, actually my good partners, a CEO of Cloud Defense. That's the cybersecurity company, clouddefense.ai. He reached out to me 7 years back with a lot of money because he took one company to NASDAQ, hire car, sold it for $400 million or something. So he had a lot of money. He wanted to invest in real estate. So he was partnering with me in my real estate, and that's when we got started. And he said, Viniji, I love, he's only 40, right? I'm 70 or so now, 71. But he said, Viniji, I love hotels. I said, brother, let's buy it together. Then his friend also got together, who is also a very good partner with us, and third. So we have 4 partners in the hotel. No syndication in this one. Yeah.
All right, more important question is, how can you introduce me to those guys?
Oh, no, you can't. You have to go through me. Because we
have,
have
a question.
Global equity fund. Yeah, please, go ahead.
And I guess because I never considered hotels and motels much because there's vacancy. I guess, you know, that's my concern. Like, you know, I have some of my family grew up down the shore and they always had a hotel. And in the summers, it was great. But in the winters, they didn't have anything going on. So,
sure.
You know, my question to you is when you're looking at hotels, you know, I know that you said that there's no vacancy, but isn't there a vacancy? Somebody comes in for a week or they come in for 3 days or they come in for...
No, 100%. Oh, by no means I wanted to mention to anybody that my hotel is 100% occupied. Never. It's got transitional. It's a cycle. Every month is a up and down. The thing is, right. In COVID, in this one, Hilton Garden Inn, we got to 85% because we got a big contract from the nurses and doctors. But you are right. In the tourism, you got to look at the trends of the P&L. Look at the revenues by each month for the last 2-3 years, and then you plan for it. You want to make sure that the 7 months that you are open, you are able to take care of the 5 months where there is low occupancy. So it's a very good art to see the financials and then plan for it. Yes.
Okay.
So it's never the same. it's occupancy goes up and down every day, every day. Average daily rates, ADRs, and occupancy are the two things which really make or break a good hotel or motel.
So what is the biggest hotel you?
I'm writing my fourth book. My fourth book is going to be on hospitality, by the way.
It's going to be where?
My third book is on senior league.
Oh, on hospitality. You're writing a book on hospitality?
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. Yes, that's fantastic.
Sir. My third book is on already out in Amazon. Apartment Syndication Made Easy, first, Positivity Brings Profitability. Third book is Senior Living Investing Made Easy. As I turned 65, I've been thinking and dreaming about what this whole USA population is going to become with 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every night. Silver tsunami is going on right now. So 5 years back, I got on the bandwagon, and I'm building senior assisted living in Florida, in Virginia. Like I said, you know, I just sold the one in Punta Gorda, Cape Coral, and all that. Palm Bay I'm building, and in Williamsburg will be opened up in 3 months or so. Yeah, Virginia.
I couldn't resist. I had to play the sound effect. All right. So let's go back to, you know, to our listening audience, who is me and Deb, we're not anywhere near as advanced as you are, and I think that's phenomenal. So let's slow it down. Let's bring it back to reality, right? So I think you also have a book on attitude, don't you?
He had the book Positivity Brings Possibility.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, possibility. Okay,
say it again.
Your book or my book? Which one? Sorry.
Your book.
Oh, it's called Positivity Brings Profitability.
Oh, profitability.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yes.
So what is somebody going to learn in this book?
Oh, my gosh. It just talks about all different things, how negativism is all around us. And our mind does wonders. When we are negative, we don't get time. Our small brain doesn't even get time to think positive things. We got to throw out the negatives. And I show the brain and different things in there and neurosystems and all, and how to really goal set and get passionate about what you want to accomplish. Then you start changing your behavior to put the past back. For example, in the hourglass, I think I shared that in the stage also, the future of the grass in the hourglass is the future. The contraction is the present, and the sand goes through the contraction in the hourglass down below. That's the past. Lot of us spent so much time in the past. I couldn't do this. I was not good enough. I just didn't do it yesterday. I didn't do that. If we just concentrate on today, power of now, today, and say, I want to get more positive tomorrow. That's what I teach in that book.
Like
positivity brings profitability. Go ahead.
Positivity
brings profitability.
Right. What Debbie just said. Uh-huh. It's a tongue twister. Okay, so here's something interesting. I want to make sure that my phone is ringing a lot. I noticed that the other phone isn't ringing, and I don't know if that's good. I'm not sure if we're... It looks like we're updated. Okay, good. All right, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do, guys. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back... Vinny, can you hang out for a little while?
Yeah, sure. A little bit.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get back to you in a minute. We'll see you guys back in about 2 minutes.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to investorschooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. Investorschooling.com. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I am here with Dr. Deb Anderson. And on the line, we have Vinny Chopra telling us how to buy, hotels. That was kind of cool, right, Deb?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
So we got something else for you. So we talked to Vinny during the break, and we said that if you guys want to call in and ask Vinny questions, if you ask him any intelligent question, anything including, you know, how much is 2 plus 2? He will give you. He will give you actually one of his books. Which book do you want to give away?
Oh, I can give one of each, brother. I can sign them to their name, and then my team will ship it out to them. No problem. Let's do one of each. Yeah.
You want to do all of your books? You want to give them all your books?
Hey, I don't mind. You know, why not? That's
fantastic. All right, cool. All right, so if you call in at 855-939-1137, that's 855-939-1137. You can ask Vinny some questions about motels, about hotels, about motels, about apartment buildings, about how he bought his first property. You can even ask us questions. I don't care. 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. And Vinny's going to send you all his books, which is pretty impressive, because I'm only going to send you one of mine when I give away my books. 855-939-1137. All right, so Vinny, tell us a hotel story. Like, you know, like not a hotel, like a, not a story that you bought a hotel, but a story that maybe, you know, one of your managers called you up and said, you're not going to believe what just happened.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Lots of different ones. Are you ready? I could write a big chapter on it. Oh, my gosh. See, the thing is, hotels, it's the thing you have to give your product fresh to everybody. Everybody, every day. The freshest product will really get people's clientele. Are you able to listen to me? Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right? Okay. So the big thing is servicing, giving the delight. You want our residents, I call it, or our tourists to be totally, totally happy so they come back again and again. All right? So having the best management up front is big time. Having the right executive director, you know, having the people on the counter, having the service people, having the people in the restaurant or breakfast and all that. Very pleasing personality. Okay. If something falls apart, like in Hilton Garden Inn, rain happened and then we had to shut down the jacuzzi because the rain fell and then the leak happened and we had to get, you know, they said, hey, you know, we're going to drop some of the tourists if we don't fix our swimming pool and the jacuzzi area. So those things happen in apartments. They happen every time,
right,
you know.
Sure.
And be ready for them. Be ready for them. If you don't get them, then expect them.
Hey, Vinny, I have to just give a shout out to our audience. I just looked and somehow my phone number was not going to the studio. So if you were calling a couple of minutes ago, because I got a whole bunch of calls on my phone, and I realized that we're not going to the studio, we're going to my phone instead. So if you guys got a whole bunch, if you guys were calling and didn't get through, call now. It will definitely work now. I don't know why, but it reverted back. But that's so now you'll get the call. So here they come. I'm sure that we're going to get one any second now. So I'm sorry, Vinny. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I want to let everybody know. That's why I couldn't believe that nobody was calling when you were on the show because it was too great of a show. and my phone kept ringing. I'm like, that's really odd. And then I looked, and it said it was forwarding, and then I refreshed the screen, and it wasn't forwarding. So my apologies to everyone out there. It is now forwarding, 855-939-1137.
855-939-1137. All right, we got Rob, who I think called three or four times because I saw a 609 phone number come up on my phone. So is this, so what's going on, Rob? What questions do you have?
Hi, it's Rob from Williamstown. I just wanted to ask Vinny, has he ever thought of trying to buy any hotels or areas near, like, casinos? Because that would be a lot of traffic, you know, like a lot of foot traffic, and people might want to stay over, and you got people spending money.
You know, that's a good point. Very, very good point. Remember, that's a good one for, like, Biloxi. I was there in Biloxi, Alabama, right there. It's just becoming new Las Vegas over there, right? Of course, Las Vegas is also growing, and a lot of things are happening. The big thing is you want to look at whatever property you're looking into. I have not bought. Right. I like tourism otherwise, because mostly with the, you know, gambling and all that, families won't be coming. I prefer more like, you know, where the families go, okay, where the children are there and so forth. Extended stay happens mostly with children because they want to have the whole family go, you know, in Florida's and into Gatlinburg's. I'm just thinking about, you know, into Bend, Oregon's and, all that. But you could look into that. So in why not? Why not?
So in New Jersey, you'd probably be looking at, like, Ocean City or Wildwood or some of those, as opposed to Atlantic City, because you get the families down there, and Atlantic City's more the gamblers, if I'm correct.
You're so right. So right. Actually, Ocean City, I underwrote a Candlewood Street over there. We almost bought it.
Well, there you go.
Almost bought it. But then, see, look at that. So right there. Yep. And, you know, do look at several locations and look at several deals. Don't just jump into one. Don't get, you know, excited about the outside, how they look. Look at inside. Never marry the property, marry the numbers.
Hey, Vinny, you know, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because
the last time you and I got together, we were at the Ahern Hotel. You realize that, right?
Yeah,
in Vegas?
Yeah.
So did you meet Don Ahern, the owner of that hotel?
No, I did not. I did
He's a friend of mine. I should have introduced you. Yeah, I should have introduced you. My apologies. But yeah, he's a friend of mine, and he owns that hotel. It's awesome.
My billionaire friend in Las Vegas. Sorry, I'm talking over you. I did meet him and Mr. Joshi, and we are doing some very spectacular things together over there in Las Vegas. You know, we are in the works, but it's going to be exciting. No, I would love to, brother. Next time
next time. And I've been doing a lot of speaking in Vegas, so it'll probably happen again. So, Rob, let's do this. Why don't we get Glenn to get your information, and Vinny will send you his books?
Yeah,
that's pretty exciting.
Yes,
wonderful.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays and a happy hotel hunting.
There you go. I love it.
Thank you. You too.
All right, if anybody else has a call, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. We got about 10 minutes left of the show, so I want to make sure that anybody has a chance to ask Vinny questions or us questions. Or, you know, don't forget, you can ask Vinny questions not just about hotels. You also ask him about, you know, just his mental attitude, because how cool is that? It's pretty awesome. All right, let's go to John. What's going on, John?
Hey, how are you?
All right, man.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, you can hear us.
Hello. Hello, John. Yeah. All right. How are you, doctor? Good. Larry, I met you. You came and spoke at our DPI, Delco Property Investors meeting a while back, a couple months ago.
You want me back? I'd love to come back. I love speaking.
Yeah, it was very interesting because I buy a good bit of property subject to and all
great.
That, and I like how you talked about putting it in a trust and all that. But my main thing is I just driving today, and I love hearing the doctor talk about buying hotels.
So real quick, you got a little bit confused.
Buildings.
So just real quick, John, you got a little bit confused. Dr. Deb, say hi.
Hi, how
That's
are you?
That's Dr. Deb. She is my partner in investor schooling, or my sort of partner in investor schooling. And then Vinny is the hotel guy. He actually lives in California. He's a friend of mine, and I just thought it would be awesome to talk about that. So Vinny is the person you're talking about, the hotels. So why don't you ask Vinny some questions?
Yeah, I'd love to. Love to answer.
Well, first, I'd like to say thank you, Vinny. I own like a fourplex, a duplex, you know, some single-family homes. And I always wanted to look into buying the larger apartment buildings. But, you know, sure. I never sat sure. down and actually did the numbers and all that stuff. But I really liked, you know, the way you were talking about getting investors to go in on it. So this way you don't have to go through the banks and all that stuff. But
totally. Yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea because so many people are there. In your Rolodex, I call it, right? You could say Rolodex or you could call it even, you know, like your contact list. Because next 20 investors are in your contact list right now. Right now. Just before this show, I was with Alchemist Nation with Walter Amarello, and I taught my education with the investors, what to say, how to say, how to present myself, and then underwriting. That's what I taught, two things there just before this show. But please go ahead and get that book, Apartment Syndication Made Easy.
You're giving it to him.
Bucks or whatever. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
supposed to be sending it to him.
No, this is different. This is different. Oh. Person, I think, right?
And John, you know? And the other thing, John, show up at Investor Schooling. Right. John, show up at Investor Schooling and we'll teach you some of this stuff too.
Totally.
We don't go to it. We don't go to the extent that Vinny goes to, but at least this way we'll catch mm-hmm. you up and then, you know, then you move on to people totally. Like Vinny. Absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah, I get your emails and I actually watched the one thing online, you know, your class, but I've never followed
Beautiful.
Up in it. But, you know, I'm 62
now.
Now
is the time.
So.
Wait, wait, hold on, Vinny. Let him talk. Okay, John,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm 62 now, and I was in the hospital for a couple months. I'm learning how to walk again and get my act back together. But, I really loved hearing everything today from Vinny that, you know, just keeping
Thank
your
you.
Mind straight and just moving forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I needed. The one question I got, the biggest question always is, I've used investors for, you know, single family homes and this and that to help me pay for closing costs. And do you go in with a plan, like on what kind of return you're going to offer them before you ask them if they're interested, or do you just kind of see if they're interested first?
No. 1,000%. You have to start talking to them that you're underwriting some great deals and some examples you could show them before the LOI is sent on the deal so that they feel comfortable and they know you are underwriting them well. Then you ask them, hey, if I got a good deal and I show you projections on it, that's what it is all about. Underwriting is so important to find what you're going to do with their money. See, I raise not only closing costs, I also raise the down payment. That's why
right.
I pay only $1,000.
Right.
I pay
awesome.
Only $1,000
mm-hmm.
of my own money. Yeah, brother. That's the best thing. And Apartment Syndication Made Easy will teach you everything. Plus, Brother Larry, mm-hmm. you should go to his school right away. And you will really
you.
Find so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, John, we're going to put you on hold because we got the phone line is lighting up like crazy, and we've only got about five more minutes left. So we're going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Glenn's going to get your number. Let's go over to Charles. What's going on, Charles?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to reach both of you, Vinny and Larry and Dr. Deb. I've got a little nest egg set aside. My kids work in, well, what I call retail real estate, mostly homes. They've been in it for, pushing 20 years now. And I would love it if they or I, one of us could spring the other off of the launch pad, so to speak, to get into more of a commercial. And I tell you something, you know, it's all about the mind. It's all about the heart. It's where you're coming from. Do you have enough information to work with that question?
We can both help you, actually. You know what? You should get Vinny's book, though. The one he just wrote on. Okay.
I know it's not a
matter of fact. Can I give a free copy right now? I would love to give a free copy to everybody on your show. Just go to vinnychopra.com/freebook.
Oh, look
my God.
At you. Sneaking in the website. I love it.
VinnyChopra.com/freebook or syndicationmadeeasy.com. Just go there, get it already everybody will get my free book today, and from this point forward, you can give it out to millions of people.
And Vinny,
I don't want to make money from Amazon. V-I-N-N-E-Y.
Right.
V-I-N-N-E-Y, Chopra.com. V as in Victor, I-N-N-E-Y, Chopra.com, free book. Just go there, and syndication book is there.
Excellent. All right. Charles, any other quick questions?
You.
Because I we do have a couple other calls.
No, go ahead.
Any other?
Take the next caller. Give the opportunity there. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's awesome. Stay online. Glenn's going to get your address. And Vinny's going to send you his book or books. I can't remember. I couldn't figure out what he said he was going to do. But I think he's going to send you at least one book, probably more. All right. Let's get a different Rob. What's going on, Rob?
Oh, thank you. I have a question. I live in an apartment complex just like the one that the doc described. It's a 200 unit over 55, and it's one owner with a bunch of investors. I just found that out. And my question is, how do you find investors other than going to school, to the school, Larry's school? How do you find investors?
Oh, very good, very good. Love to answer. I know we have very little time left. The key thing is, once you start having your mindset ready, you will find money all around you.
Yep.
$36 trillion, with a T, is in retirement funds of people in USA alone. The people you know, the people you know in your family, people in your contact list, your business people, your attorneys, your doctors, everybody's got money. You will find money when you're looking for it. That's the key. That's the key. And that's what my book teaches you also. Please look into it, my book, or listen to the book also. I will give audio copy too, by the way. I think my team even sent you audio copy of my book too. Once you go to VinnyChopra.com free book, you get digital and audio copy also. You could put it in your phone or whatever and listen to it. Yes, yes.
All right. All right, cool. Rob, listen, this is what we got to do. Unfortunately, we're almost out of time, Rob. So stand in line. Glenn's going to get your information. Come to Investor Schooling, Rob. We teach this stuff all the time. This is stuff that we absolutely teach. I mean, everybody listening to this show, we're not going to teach you. I can teach you how to find money for hotels, but you're not there yet. Let me teach you how to find money for multifamily houses first. Let's start there. And if you start there, at least you can start learning. All right, so real quick, Vinny, why don't you give everybody all the information you can in 15 seconds how they can reach you.
Okay. I would love to. Just go ahead and Google Vinny Chopra. Just Google, search. I have YouTube channel. I have Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, I've got Facebook, I've got LinkedIn, Amazon. Just go to Amazon and just look for Vinny Chopra. That's it. V-I-N-N-E-Y Chopra.
All right. All right. Thank you, Vinny. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so
I really
much.
Appreciate you being on the call. I want to also thank Glenn Page for taking care of everybody, bringing all those calls in. And, of course, everybody who called, thank you so much. All you listeners, thank you so much. All the people we left on hold, my apologies. We just ran out of time. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. And take a free class this Thursday.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.